I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and here is your faith for today. Our title is The Goal is Love, and our scripture is 1 Timothy 1, 5-7. Let's start by reading that today. The goal of this command is love, which comes from a pure heart and a good conscience and a sincere faith. Some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. They want to be teachers of the law, but they do not know what they are talking about or what they are so confidently affirmed. It's from the New International Version. We live in a world where everyone seems to have an opinion. Social media is full of arguments. News channels are filled with debates. Even churches can become places where people argue over secondary issues while forgetting the most important thing. Paul wrote these words to Timothy because the church in Ephesus was struggling with people who loved to argue more than they loved people. They were fascinated with debates, genealogies, and complicated teachings. They wanted to sound intelligent. They wanted others to see them as spiritual experts. Paul reminds Timothy and us that God's purpose has never been to win arguments. God's goal is love. Not sentimental love, not convenient love, but the kind of love that changes lives. So let's talk about point one. The goal is love. Paul begins with a powerful statement. The goal of this command is love. Notice he doesn't say the goal is knowledge. Notice he doesn't say the goal is being right. He doesn't say the goal is proving someone wrong. The goal is love. Jesus said the greatest commandment are to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. That comes from Matthew 22:37-40. Everything else hangs on these two commandments. Knowledge without love produces pride. Truth without love becomes a weapon. Religion without love becomes legalism. Paul later writes in 1 Corinthians 13 that if we can speak with the tongues of angels, understand every mystery, and have faith to move mountains, but not have love, we are nothing. Our theology should make us more compassionate. Our Bible study should make us kinder. Our worship should make us more loving. If it doesn't, we've missed the point. Let's go to point two then. Love comes from a pure heart. Paul says love comes from a pure heart. The heart is the center of who we are. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Matthew 5:8. A pure heart isn't a perfect heart. It is a heart surrendered to God. It is a heart that continually asks, "Lord, remove my pride." Oh, man, is that a difficult one. "Lord, remove my bitterness." There is another one. "Lord, remove my selfishness." Wow, these hit home. When our hearts are filled with anger, jealousy, resentment, or unforgiveness, genuine love struggles to grow. David prayed, "Create in me a clean heart, O God," Psalm 51:10. That should be our daily prayer. Let's go to point three. Love comes from a good conscience. So, Paul also mentions a good conscience. The conscience is God's warning system inside of us. Ignore it long enough, it grows quiet. Listen to it, it grows stronger. A good conscience means we're living honestly before God. We're not pretending. We're not living one way on Sunday and another Monday through Saturday. Integrity matters. People may never remember every sermon you preach. They may forget every Bible verse you quote, but they'll remember whether your life matched your words. Let's go to point four. Love comes from sincere faith. So Paul then says, guess what? Love grows from sincere faith. Not fake faith, not borrowed faith, not performative faith. Sincere faith is authentic. It's trusting Christ when life makes no sense. It's believing God when prayers seem unanswered. It's following Jesus when no one is watching. The world has seen enough counterfeit Christianity. What people desperately need is genuine believers whose faith is real. When faith is genuine, love naturally flows. Point five, the dangers of meaningless talk. Paul warns, some have departed from these and have turned to meaningless talk. Those warnings is more relevant today than ever. It is easy to spend hours arguing online. It is easy to debate technology while neglecting our neighbor. It is easy to criticize everyone Paul calls much of it meaningless talk. Ask yourself, does this conversation bring someone closer to Christ? Does it encourage? Does it heal? Does it build up? Or is it simply noise? Proverbs reminds us, when words are many, sin is not absent. Proverbs 10:19. Sometimes the most spiritual thing we can do is speak less and love more. Point six, be careful of spiritual pride. Paul says these false teachers wanted to teach the law but didn't understand what they were teaching. Confidence isn't the same as wisdom. Someone can speak loudly and still be wrong. Someone can quote scripture and completely miss the heart of scripture. Jesus often reserved his strongest rebukes not for sinners but for religious leaders who knew the law but lacked compassion. Knowledge without humility is dangerous. Every time we open God's word, we should ask, Lord, don't just increase my knowledge, increase my love. Going to point seven, no, lots of points today. Our witness to the world. Jesus said, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. John 13:35. Notice he didn't say, they'll know us by our church buildings. He didn't say they'll know us by our political opinions. He didn't say they'll know us by winning every debate. They'll know us by our love. The early church changed the world because they loved sacrificially. They cared for widows. They rescued abandoned children. They fed the hungry. They prayed for their enemies. Their love was impossible to ignore. Let's wrap it up. At the end of our lives, God isn't going to ask us how many arguments we won. He won't ask how many people we embarrassed with our knowledge. He won't ask whether everyone agreed with us, but he will ask what we did with the love he placed in our hearts. Have we loved him? Have we loved our neighbors? Have we loved those who are difficult to love? Have we reflected the love of Christ? Paul reminds us that the Christian life isn't ultimately about accumulating information. It's about transformation, a pure heart, a good conscience, a sincere faith. And from these flow the greatest evidence that Christ truly lives within us. Love. I'm Jason Brown, the pastor without a pulpit, and this was your faith for today.